So there's a lot of failure going on in this gospel. Judas fails. Peter fails. Most of the apostles, really except for John, fail by abandoning Jesus or falling asleep. Those who are persecuting Jesus fail. Many of whom in the crowd probably followed him or around him who persecuted him. And I think this speaks to the humanity of these individuals, the humanity of these people. And Jesus summarizes this well. When he returns from coming down the first time after praying to his Father, he finds his disciples asleep, and he mildly rebukes them, but then he tells them, "Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." And that really speaks to us, too, as we go into this Holy Week, that often our humanity is frail and fragile, and we face struggles and difficulties and trials in our life that we can't do on our own. Often we try our best, actually, and sometimes we just can't do it. We need God's help to be able to do it. But Jesus becomes really our best example to be able to help us with this. When he prays to the Father, he asks that his will be done. He asks that his will be done. He surrenders to the will of the Father, knowing that the Father's plan will be accomplished, asking for that to happen. And the church is asking for us on this Palm Sunday to also pray for the same thing. We read in the collect, the opening prayer that we have after we processed in, it says that we need to look to the example of humility and submit to the cross that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering in our life. That we may heed that lesson of patient suffering. Submission and humility are very difficult, but they're very key to really living the Christian life. Uniting our sufferings, our difficulties, our struggles, our weaknesses to the cross. All those things that are part of our flesh, part of being, part of that earthly existence. Might be a good thing for us this Holy Week to be able to unite those things to the cross, to give them over to the Lord, knowing that he is the one who will take them. He is the one who will hold them and give them over to his Father. And that we will receive that strength, that spirit, to be able to accomplish the things that the Lord wishes for us to accomplish in our life. And even if we fail, even if we fall down, even if we struggle, we can always seek the Lord's forgiveness and mercy, that is never far from us. And even knowing that our failures can be part of the Lord's plan, it can be used. Just like it was in the Passion that we just read, that some of these things were done so that the scriptures might be fulfilled. We unite ourselves to the cross of Jesus, giving our weaknesses, our struggles, our difficulties over to him, uniting ourselves to him, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.